The book review. The thriller is a very decent police procedural thriller by an English writer, M.K. Hill. It is the second book in the Sasha Dawson series. And one of the ways I sort of rank thrillers is when I read a book which is not the first in a series, and I get to the end of it, oh, I can't wait. And I go straight to my iPad and download the first two or the first three because I just loved the fourth or the third so much. And then there's a second category where I go, yeah, I enjoyed that. I'm not going to rush out to get the first or the second in the series. But if one comes my way, if I'm in a secondhand bookshop and I see one, then I'm definitely going to spend some money on it. And then the third category is, I'm not going to bother with any prior books in this series. And with this, The Woman in the Wood, it's called, M.K. Hill, it's the second category. I'm not going to rush to spend 180 rand on Kindle, but if I see it for sale in a bookshop for 40 rand, 60 rand, 70 rand, then I'll definitely buy it. It tells the tale of a weekend gathering, a couple of close friends in a remote cottage in Wales. But they leave that remote cottage and they go to a village pub, and there is a local girl who is seen with them, and one of them is the star of a reality show. And then the girl disappears. She's never seen again. And Abs Cruikshank, who's the star of the reality show, and his mates were the last to see her alive. Nobody prefers charges against them, but there's obviously a lot of suspicion that they might have been involved in the death. And so Abs's career comes to an end, and with the end of his reality show career comes to an end all of the privileges and the fame and the girlfriend that it turns out loved him only because she needed to for the reality show, not because she really loved him, and he's also broken apart by that. And then one of his mates is murdered. One of Abs's mates is murdered. And this was where D.I. Sasha Dawson, who's also the central character of the first book, comes in. She and her team must race against the clock to find the killer before they strike again. It begins to appear as if all of the men who were present at that night where this mysterious disappearance took place might be the targets of the killer. Who is the killer and why is he or she killing? So, I mean, it's good stuff. It's kind of formulaic, but that's not necessarily a criticism. Coke's a formula, you know. The way I do my scrambled eggs is formulaic. It doesn't stop me enjoying them. And it's in the best traditions of the British procedural police thriller. It's called The Woman in the Wood by M.K. Hill. And then I mentioned at the time of the Booker longlist announcement that I'd read three of them. I'd read Clara and the Sun by Kazuo Ishiguro and then the two South African books. And I said I was busy with, and I have now finished, a fourth. And I'm delighted to see that the book lounge has, I think, all but two of the 13 are available at the book lounge. And as soon as I get a chance, I'm going to go down there and buy the others. The fourth one, which I've now read, is a debut, yet another amazing debut novel by an American writer called Nathan Harris. It's called The Sweetness of Water. And Richard Russo, an American novelist with a bit of a track record, says on the cover, better than any debut novel has a right to be. And it takes place in the immediate aftermath of the Emancipation Proclamation in America. The Civil War has ended. Slaves have been officially freed. And George Walker, who's a bit of a strange landowner, he's out on his land searching for a strange animal. He believes there's a weird kind of bear out there, and he keeps looking for it. And on this day when he's looking for it, he comes across two brothers who have been newly freed as slaves, Prentice and Landry. Landry is a very big man. He's a silent man, and he is essentially being rendered mute by the terrible experiences that he had as a slave. And Prentice is somebody who's quick-witted, fleet of foot, and his protector. And the two ex-slaves and the unconventional landowner strike up an unusual relationship. This is, you know, the latter half of the 19th century in the South, in the U.S. And they begin to work as paid farm laborers on his farm. There is also tragedy in his life because his son was killed in the Civil War, and his wife kind of blames him for no good reason that one can discern. Because he told her the news that their son had died, she kind of blames him for it. And then there are a couple of soldiers who have a sort of Brokeback Mountain moment. And that that reveals a forbidden secret, and that leads to murder and deep division in this town of Old Ox. And people then are forced to confront these realities where the newly freed slaves are a phenomenon that has to be dealt with and so on. One of the things that I really loved about this book is that if you're writing about this period, the vast majority of slaves that got into any kind of relationship with former slave owners or landowners would have terrible relationships. I mean, racial relationships in this time were not great. But Nathan Harris dares to imagine a different kind of relationship between newly freed slaves and white landowners, a relationship which is based on compassion and survival and goodwill, even in a historic and geographic dark hour period. And the writing is exquisite. The characterizations are deep and memorable, and it's just like the other books that I've read. Absolutely in the right place on the Booker long list. It's called The Sweetness of Water by Nathan Harris. Glynis has a lot of knowledge of French culture, and I'm sure she is as puzzled as I am about the fact that for so long, French society was accepting of terrible behavior by literary heroes who had sexual relationships with people who were not their wives, with young people. And one of them, Gabriel Matzneff, he was an incredibly influential writer in France. And he's the central character in a memoir called Consent by a French woman, Vanessa Springora, who had a sexual relationship with this famous writer, Gabriel Matzneff. When it started when she was 14. And she writes about it. And he is a man who made his sexual predilections absolutely clearly. He stated them in public. He published a pamphlet in 1974, translated the title is The Under 16s. And he writes in that book things like, to sleep with a child, it's a holy experience, a baptismal event, a sacred adventure. He writes, when you have held in your arms and kissed, caressed, possessed a 13-year-old boy, a 15-year-old girl, everything else seems dull, heavy, insipid. He would go on television programs in France, and he would boast about the fact that he was having sex with women, much, much, girls often. One particular program in 1990, the host asked Gabriel Matzneff, now tell me about your sexual conquests of very young women. It seems that women over the age of 20 no longer interest you. And Matzneff, he says, yeah. Because women who get to the age of 19, they're already disillusioned. I prefer to sleep with those who are much younger, those who are not yet hardened, who are still nice. And this man, he had Yves Saint Laurent paying for his hotel room stays with the girls. A former mayor of Paris gave him a studio apartment in the 5th arrondissement, which would normally be incredibly expensive, and said, here, you can have it for €248 a month. He was lauded and feted, and it was known that he was sleeping with these very young girls. Things have changed now because Vanessa Springora has gone public and the accusations have been believed, and he will stand trial starting in September. And the way she writes about it is extraordinarily, lucid. And the horror that we feel is not, she doesn't use terribly emotive language. And she talks about, how he manipulated in her. She's 14, and he manipulates her into believing that she had as much agency and power as he did. He made her believe, as a 14, 15, 16-year-old, that she was a fully consenting party in their affair. It's disturbing. It's a dark and disturbing book, but it is such a powerful and impactful read. It's called Consent, a Memoir by Vanessa Springora. Spring and then O-R-A.